carving out common ground. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. With some Democrats in Congress saying, let's wrap this up. President Biden meets today with the top Republican negotiating with the White House on infrastructure spending.
Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito is heading to the White House as progressive Democrats urge President Biden to pull the plug on the talks. The two sides are billions of dollars apart and disagree about the definition of infrastructure and how to pay for it. GOP Congressman Jason Smith told the Fox Business Network Republicans are open to the president's proposals, but added,
what he does not have support in is pushing through a progressive wish list items that wants to increase taxes.
Democrats are looking at using budget reconciliation to push the president's infrastructure plan through Congress without Republican support. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
From the desk of Donald J. Trump, the former president's month-old blog on his website to share thoughts and opinions is now gone from the internet. It's not censored. The Trump spokesman tells CNBC they've taken it down themselves, that it's not coming back, and that it was always just an auxiliary part of broader communications efforts they're working on. Vice President Kamala Harris travels to Guatemala and Mexico next week for meetings about what's causing so many Central Americans to try getting into the United States.
It is about what we need to do and can do together to both support the folks who need help in terms of hunger, the economic development piece, the extreme weather, and the impact that has had on their economy.
It'll be her first foreign trip as vice president. In Texas,
Governor Greg Abbott issued a disaster declaration for 34 counties saying, quote, President Biden's open border policies have paved the way for dangerous gangs and cartels, human traffickers, and deadly drugs like fentanyl to pour into our communities.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. A positive drug test for Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit is confirmed in a second sample, according to the New York Times. The horse now could be retroactively disqualified. America's listening to Fox News.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90 per pill? We don't think so. RexMD has FDA-approved generic Viagra medication of that little blue pill starting at just $2. Why pay huge pharmacy prices when you can get the same results for a fraction of the cost? Give your bank account a break. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you'll get a starter pack prescription of industry-leading generic Viagra medication. Just call 800-809-9793. We've helped over 100,000 men with their romantic lives and with getting prescription medications direct. Your consultation is free, there's no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. Get your starter pack now. Call 800-809-9793. That's 800-809-9793. Again,
Quick refrigeration. Program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. This is Kimberly Kale. I'm the Yuma County Chamber Executive Director, Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. And this morning, Chamber Chatter is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And this morning, we have a very special guest in the studio. Of course, we always have Ross, who is always fabulous. Ross Clark, good morning, Ross.
I even have a mic today.
I know he got a mic today, although I will tell you, I did walk in this morning and say, hello, Trouble, how's it going? So,
good.
But that's because we all know your reputation. It's all good, right?
Absolutely.
But this morning we have a very special guest in the studio with us. We have Colonel Patrick McFall from Yuma Proving Ground. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, ma'am. And thank you very much for allowing me to be here. I think I remember the last time I was here, we gave him a mic last time. And,
I know.
And that was a great conversation. And she doesn't learn, does she?
I know. That's okay. You know, Ross has a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge, and so there's a lot of times that I'm very grateful that he has a mic, actually. So I just like to give him a hard time, that's all.
That's perfect.
So you've been here almost a year now.
Yes, I have been here a year now. And, wow, there's so much that's taken place in this year. up at YPG, we were just talking about this before we went online here, I think, about the mask policy up there. And here recently, we just updated the mask policy up there, which says that, if you're fully vaccinated in the CDC guidelines, which is, I think, two shots, whatever it is, plus 2 weeks, something along those lines, right, you don't have to wear a mask. If you're not vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but of course, if you want to wear a mask, you be you, and you be comfortable in who you want to be. But with that being said, the first day we got there on Monday, right? I sit down at the conference room table. I look out across everybody. I'm like, who are y'all?
I've had that same problem. I've been here 8 months, and the same thing. I see everybody either via Zoom or with masks on, and there are people now. I'll be walking downtown Yuma, and they'll say, hi, Kim. I have no clue who they are.
And I feel so bad. But what's funny is the one person I recognize in the room had the mask on.
Oh.
Said, hi, Helen, how are you? it's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good that, I say it's really good. Nobody wants to go through a pandemic, right?
Oh, right.
I mean, how do you say that's good? That's wrong of me to say. But that being said, though, patiently, I think we've all are starting to come out of this a little bit, and I think that's what's important.
Mm-hmm.
We're all coming out of it safely, and I think the numbers are showing that. And Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the numbers are very positive in Yuma County, unless
they're,
I hear differently.
Yeah,
zero in the hospital, zero in ICU, and only one new infection yesterday.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, that I don't want to say one
that's
new infection,
good.
But well,
that's probably a false positive.
It's possible.
In the arm, let's take the victories we can get.
Yes.
And for those that don't know, Mark Schauer is in here with us as well from YPG. But poor Mark, he didn't get a microphone this morning. But he's back there. He's back there supervising us, making sure we do it right.
He has a hook on me, to make sure I say the right thing. we over this past year, we've got some great people come out there. I think you were out there.
I was a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And I'm so appreciative of it. It was an amazing day.
Well, it wasn't about you. It was about your son, I think.
It was.
Day.
Well, but you know what? I'm a mom. And as a mom, that made it an amazing day.
Well, she was so important to me that I actually put a general officer on hold so I could talk to her.
Yeah, wow. I felt really special.
I was like, hey, don't worry. I'm going to have him, but I'll talk for a second. But... okay, it's maybe a minute, but I'm going to brag about my 1 minute. Give me one.
It was funny. We did walk into the office that day, and they're like, well, he's getting ready for a call with a general. And I'm like, okay, well, if he's busy. And he's like, no, come on in.
It was, and I was very impressed by your son. I started talking about, we were talking about some stuff,
mm-hmm.
and his knowledge on it was exceptional. Talking about strategic, tactical, operational, and his understanding of that was so impressive.
Thank you.
I started getting on the whiteboard, drawing, getting excited. I'm like, yeah, finally someone. He's just like, yeah, what? We're going to take down, I don't know, we're going to take down something here, We're going to take down some country and whatever at this point in time.
Well, he's wanted to be in the military since he was little.
Good.
And he recently joined the Civil Air Patrol. Well, he's on his third meeting today. They can't join officially until their third meeting, but he's on his third meeting today. And I will tell you, that kid, for once, is ready to go before it's time to go. He is so excited about it. He's excited about getting his uniforms. He's really all about it.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. But, over this past year, we talked about that earlier, but some people have, you know, come to visit, and some of the positive feedback we got received was during, you know, this whole pandemic, and I clicked the mark to make sure I'm saying the right things, as he's on his phone, is that the feedback we received is, you know, I guess the rest of the country experienced a lot of economic recessions.
Yes, some parts. Yes.
Some parts. Thank you. But what I found was, what I've heard is that Yuma County really hasn't. And a lot of that is because of, I'm going to brag a little bit, our YPG workforce. And, okay, I'll give a little shout-out to MCAS Yuma, too. You know, got to give something to the Marines. But
begrudgingly one, but it's okay.
Thank you, sir. You know, it's inter-service rivalry, right? We're allowed to have it, but I love them. I love them nonetheless. And so because of that, I think we were able to help a lot with the economy here, keeping the economy going. Because, you know, even through the pandemic, that workforce up there didn't really have the option of teleworking. Because what they do was always on-site. And hopefully that was, you know, I want to give a shout-out to them because, I don't know if the people in Yuma County really, really understand that, and I'm going to brag on them a second. Yeah, I don't want to make anybody else upset by doing this, but they sustained that workforce up there sustained everything that took place. They still went to work every day. They went downrange. They were in-person firing cannons or driving machines or whatever it was. And because of that, I think Yuma County benefited because the people still came in to do testing. And that's what we do up there. We do testing.
It definitely did. And, you know, I think one of the things that surprised me when I was up there a couple of weeks ago is I think you're the only active military I met with that day. Everybody else was a civilian.
That is a true statement. You figure, just off the top of my head, maybe 1 to 3% of people up there wear a uniform?
Yeah, it was much smaller than I anticipated. It is. You know, I expected to see uniforms everywhere, and I didn't.
No. I mean, I don't need, how many active military that are stationed on the base?
If I remember correctly, probably just 200 or 300.
200 or 300.
Okay. Really? For such a huge base, that's not a lot.
I know it is. And, you know, what else fascinating is that, you know, YPG is the fourth largest installation in the Department of Defense. Bigger than the state of Rhode Island. I last time we were here, I jokingly said I didn't realize how big Arizona was until I drove across it.
Uh-huh.
I was like, man, it's a big state. I'm sure you can appreciate, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes. But, you know, so I really got to give a shout-out to the YPG workforce, or I call my YPG family, just for what they did during this pandemic and sustaining the testing community. And, of course, I think the great thing they did for this county, which is help the economics of it.
Definitely.
So I think if that's okay if I do that real quick. So I appreciate you letting me have that moment.
It's not even my show. You have to ask her.
That's true. Good thing.
But I think, you know, when Mark and I were talking about it, you know, because he was writing an article about it, I remember, and it was in the newspaper not that long ago. I read it. And so one of the things that I said was it definitely helped. I mean, there is no question that the military bases in Yuma County helped support our businesses and our families throughout the entire pandemic. I mean, I think I said devastated would have been the wrong word. It would have been a disaster, and very grateful for all that the military does to support Yuma County, and hopefully vice versa.
Well, of course. I mean, Yuma County is so supportive of us. Everywhere we go, I mean, it's just pure love. And I use that word, you know, sparingly or broadly, however it may be.
We're a military town.
We do.
It's pretty much obvious.
And you know what? I'm okay with that because, I love the military, and I'm glad this town loves the military. So we all support the same thing.
And that's not normal everywhere you go, necessarily. Some towns don't really warm up as well.
And Russ, with that, we have to take a break. Sorry. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
The heat is hanging around the rest of this week. We may see these temperatures cool back to more typical early June by early next week. 105 the high today, 106 tomorrow, 108 Friday. Indeed believes less is more. That's why they have powerful tools to help you source, screen, and hire quality people faster. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Would it surprise you to learn that 2020 was the best year in the last five for retail sales? But not for everyone. Those that continued to advertise had a great year, while those that took a wait-and-see approach or just stopped, they didn't do so well. Let YumaAdvertising.com help you. This is an age-old story. Those that advertise do better than those that don't. Learn how to capture your unfair share of the market at YumaAdvertising.com. We're here to help you grow your business and succeed. Visit us today at YumaAdvertising.com.
Back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Chamber Chatter is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and as always, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
He got a microphone today. And this morning, we are here with Colonel Patrick McFall from Yuma Proving Ground, or as we all call it, YPG. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you again.
Good morning. And so I learned something new about you when I was up there a couple weeks ago.
Mark, you need to do push-ups? Okay.
No, so, I mean, I knew that you were the commanding officer here, but I didn't realize that you were the commanding officer in Alaska, too.
That's right. So, many people may realize or they may not realize or they just may not think about it, but YPG is actually responsible for the Coal Regions Test Center, which is at Fort Garry, Alaska, and the Tropic Regions Test Center, which is down in Panama and Suriname, Hawaii and Honduras, but right now, actively, probably just Panama and Suriname.
I had no idea.
It is interesting. You know, So I call it kind of the extreme weather test centers.
Okay.
So you're up in, you know, cold regions, which I was up there in Alaska this past winter, and I think I got the negative 49.
Ick.
That was cold.
Yeah, that's really cold.
You know, when you come from Yuma in the winter, you know, I mean, don't get wrong, it's cold here. I think I got the Yuma blood now. I had to put a coat on.
Okay, that didn't take long.
No, it didn't. I am a southern boy, so, but then I, of course, went up there, and some great testing goes on up there, and some great people up there. It's important to understand that because there's a difference between chamber testing and real-world testing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been times where that's proven to be the correct statement. You know, example would be is the, and if you don't mind me, I'll talk for a moment.
You talk away.
Is the, you know, the boots went out and tested in Hawaii. But when we took it down to Panama, all of a sudden it started delaminating. Because it's a different environment, different soil, different everything. So when I was down in Panama and they took me into the jungle, first when they took me into the jungle, they gave me this brief. The jungle is very dangerous. I said, okay, this will be interesting. First, we went over all these snakes, right? And the Bushmaster snake, which takes us back to the Bushmaster company here that I think, when was it, last September, right, Mark? We went to that ceremony and talked about the Bushmasters, right? And so that group went down to Panama, and they went there before World War II, before they went over to the Pacific Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the name Bushmasters because of the Bushmaster snake. And so I got a brief on the Bushmaster snake. And what's funny, I had a jungle survival expert with me. He was out there trying to find one. I'm like, no, you're okay, man. I'm good if you don't find it. But I was sitting down there, I was like, man, I'm down here with some Yuma history.
Mm-hmm.
Just the realism set in.
Mm-hmm.
How Yuma kind of went with me down there, and I really appreciate it just because, you know, spending a little time with the culture here.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was fascinating. But then, you know, of course, I went up to Alaska this winter, and, you know, I joke on this negative 49 degrees, but that's important because everything operates in different conditions. And we do a lot of testing with many different things. And we were talking, I think, at the break, you know, and hey, as we're pulling out of Afghanistan, pulling out of Iraq, I mean, I don't know what the foreign policies are right now. I'm not going to get into that discussion because I'm focused on human program. Okay?
Right.
But testing probably will never cease.
because we're always modernizing. As a matter of fact, we're modernizing right now. And I think we had this little discussion before, but the Army is modernizing its equipment and has to be tested. Which takes us to another big topic I think everybody wonders is a thing called Project Fortress 21.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to get into all the details of it.
That's unfortunate.
We like all the details.
You're too kind. But
well, except that, you know, I know what Project Convergence is just because I talk with you and I talk with Mark, and I know that Russ stays up to date on that. But I'm not sure everybody listening probably does. Can you at least just kind of give us a little idea of what Project Convergence 20 was and what 21 will be?
So Project Convergence is a top five Army priority. And what it basically is it's a way for the Army to figure out where it's going to go to the future. What does that look like? All right? And Project Convergence PC-20 came out here August, September. And a demonstration occurred. And it was a huge success.
Mm-hmm.
So the Army said, you know what, let's do this again next year. Okay? And it's all about technology. Whatever we're going to do may be. And we'll just leave it at the high level discussion. Okay? And so PC-21 is coming back out, and it's going to be probably bigger than PC-20. And probably starting September, October, is when we'll pick up that big test event. And that's going to be a huge test going on at YPG. So I appreciate the support from Yuma County. Of course, hopefully Yuma County will enjoy all the visitors we're going to get.
We'd like it.
Mm-hmm.
We do. Because your hotel can't hold everybody.
That's a true statement.
Yes.
We do, yeah.
And so, you know, we lean on, of course, the Chamber of Commerce and mm-hmm. everybody to assist us. And, you know, Mark, of course, reaches out to everybody to say, hey, you know, this is coming, that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, any support anybody can give, we're very open. So, you know, of course, thank you. And I think it's important that the community understands what's coming here because that way they can prepare too.
And I've already been reaching out to the hotels because I knew it was coming and talked to a couple of them because they... We don't want them to be full. We want people who are coming for Project Convergence to be able to get rooms.
And that's very important, so thank you so much. But you're right, we can't hold everybody up there. We have a nice hotel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It only has so many rooms. And I don't see them building anymore right now. So, but it is what it is. So that's kind of a big thing that's coming down the road here soon. And I want to thank you to the community for the support and, of course, the outpour that we get. And hopefully, again, I'll go back to hopefully everybody enjoys all these people coming in. Of course, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people say, I don't like all these people coming in. I like my world here, you know. All these visitors may be too much, but I think it benefits everybody.
I agree. I mean, I think we benefit from the visitors, clearly. I mean, a lot of the things that we have here would not be sustainable if we didn't have all the visitors that came here to help support it.
That's true. And I think the other appreciation I got was last time I was here, was it in fall, I think it was?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't appreciate the snowbirds and the importance they play on our community.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's funny, though, this year, everybody said, oh, no, this isn't like it normally is.
Right.
And I kind of shook my head going, huh? Is this, it's kind of like the rain discussion. Everybody says it rains here, but I'm still waiting. But, you know, you look around, and I realize how important that the snowbirds are to our, mm-hmm. our economy. And I say ours, that's okay, because I think I'm part of the community.
Of course.
Oh, we've adopted you.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Good. You're too kind. Of course, I appreciate that coming from a proud parent of an Air Force son, right, as he wears his Air Force hat, and I think...
Yep. He does. I haven't seen him in a while. I'm assuming he's still wearing it, but, you know, I can't even go to Japan.
No, you're wearing an Air Force hat.
Oh, I'm wearing it.
Yes,
oh,
you
that's
are.
Right. He gave it to me.
I love it.
It's a free one.
But
oh my goodness.
Oh good. Okay, I gotta come back from that one. Hold on. Composure time. Let me get my composure back. Yeah. You know, so but when we talk about snowbirds and they have a big important part on our community too, you know, because we have an RV camp up there at YPG.
Mm-hmm.
And they come up there, they stay, they help support what we have going on up there. And so they're important to us, too. And plus, mm-hmm. they're part of our community.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep coming back every year. And just part of the community. And you're appreciating it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I think everybody, you know, everybody talks about the differences in going to the grocery store between winter and the summer months and maybe not so busy. And
mm-hmm. Restaurants.
Restaurant. Yes. And but that's so good to see all the restaurants starting to open up again. And and we talked about earlier, you know, people getting out and, you know, and just being able to get out there and socialize a little bit more, which I think is also important. Unless, of course, y'all disagree with what I'm saying here. Hopefully not, but I never stopped.
You never stopped disagreeing with what he said?
No, I never stopped spinning out. I never, you know.
Right.
Restaurants have been open on a limited basis, you know, all over, but there were so many people scared, so many people, you know, really shut down emotionally on this that they, even though they were open on a limited basis, they had very few visitors at the first. Now that they're fully open, you can't hardly get near them without a waiting line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is very true.
Yeah.
But that's good, though. I mean, we're
anxious to get out.
Yes.
And I'm glad to see that.
You know, I feel myself being blessed. You know, the pandemic came on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Testing is shut down, and, you know, I still got to go to a job every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I know those restaurants were itching to get back open because, you know, they got to feed families, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got a lot of people who maybe weren't at work. I mean, you know, it may be nice to have a little time off, but, you know, in the day, we all have stress. We all want to take care of our family. We all want to make sure food's on the table. All those things are important, but that's not happening. That stress comes in. And my biggest fear right now is, how are we going to get out of this stress-free? How do we... Yeah, and it makes me worried, because it is a lot of stress. So what do we do? And I always go back to my biggest priority up there right now is the mental fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I want to talk about this a second, if I may, please. You know, we talk about mental fitness because, you know, in the Army, suicide is a big discussion. We'll just call it the military, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to reach out for help. It's okay to say, hey, look, I'm not doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to do that. Because this is a stressful, stressful time.
Is there a penalty in the DOD for asking for help? In other words, does it go in your file and limit your ability for promotion? And
You know, the Army finally, and I can only talk to the Army because that's the only policies I really pay attention to, but I'm sure it's across the services, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Army finally got smart. And forgive me, Army, for saying that. But they finally, about 10 years ago, wait, 10 years, oh gosh, probably a little bit longer than that, they finally said, we're not going to penalize anybody because I'd rather you get the help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay
mm-hmm.
to say, I need help. There's no shame in that game. And the reason why I'm talking about this is as we start to come out of this pandemic, we start to come back out and re-socialize, we have to learn to socialize again.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
You know? And we got to learn to be tolerable, empathy, sympathy. You know, you're in a grocery store, and a person cuts you off with a cart. And, you know, the kids in your cart are screaming. And, you know, you had a bad day at work.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff takes place at one moment. And so we have to have sympathy, empathy, and compassion. I think that's how I say that. That might be part of the recipe, how we all get through this together. But I keep going back to, it's okay to ask for help. If you need it, get it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the military community. We have the resources for you. We have the support systems on post. If you need it, call me. I will get you to the people you need. And whether you work for the military or not, in the community, I say the same thing. If you need it, get it. The resources are there. And I think there's some free resources out there, too, yes?
There's tons of them.
So we still have humans in the military?
Shh. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if we've gone completely AI or not.
Oh, dear. With that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Service. keeping you moving means more than just your tires. We also provide expert automotive service for a comprehensive auto care experience that cannot be beat. At Purcell Tire and Service Centers, service is more than just a word. It is in our name. It is who we are. Over 85 years of great service, we do it all at Purcell Tire and Service Centers. As the temperature outside rises, make sure you keep your vehicle cool inside. Check your AC at Purcell Tire with two Yuma locations, 4th Avenue downtown, or our Truck Tire Center on Gila Ridge Road. Online at PurcellTire.com.
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, and as always at the bottom of the hour, I have a few announcements to make for the Chamber. But before we get even to the Chamber business, I want to remind everyone, I actually had a fabulous tour yesterday at Amberlee's Place, which I said is absolutely wonderful and horrible all at the same time. Amberlee's Place is amazing, but if you're not familiar with it, it's an amazing facility. We are so fortunate here in Yuma and Yuma County to have a place like that. It's just horrible that we need a place like that. I don't mean that Amberlee's Place is horrible at all, but I do want to remind everybody after I was out there yesterday that it is time for Week in Paradise, and raffle tickets are $10, and you can buy them from their board members, but you can also go to their website, amberleesplace.com. And purchase the website or purchase the raffle tickets right from their website. They're $10 a piece. They've got some really great trips this year. And they're actually this year, last year it was virtual, but this year the drawing is going to be live. It's going to be at 6 p.m. at the Fun Factory this Friday. So if you buy raffle tickets, that's your entry to get into the Fun Factory, and it's going to be a great time. And so I hope I win. I mean, I bought 10 tickets yesterday.
I hope you don't.
What, really?
Well, because my name's in there. So.
Oh, yeah, see, that's where I'm at. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't be telling everybody about this because then my tickets have less chance of winning. But
there's 10 winners.
You know what? And regardless, it's a great organization whether I win or not. I don't feel bad about buying these raffle tickets because it's such a worthy organization and absolutely grateful to help them out. And for those that don't know, you can also take the money off your taxes, not for the raffle tickets necessarily, but like at the end of the year each year, I make sure that I donate my full $800 that married couples are allowed to donate. And Amberlee's Place is one of those locations where you basically get dollar for dollar back on your Arizona state taxes. So you may as well say where your tax dollars go. And Amberlee's Place, Crossroads Missions, those are a couple places here in Yuma that I know that you can support and get that money back. So, yes, please buy your raffle tickets, amberleesplace.com. Of course, we are going back to in-person events. The Amazing Race is coming up on June 18th, and today is the deadline to register, and I hope everybody will register because it is going to be such a fun day. People are going to travel around Yuma. They're going to visit different businesses, and I've already seen what some of these challenges are going to be. There's nothing too, like, I've had people say, well, you know, if I'm not physically fit, can I do it? Yes, yes. There's nothing overly, it's meant to be fun and silly and just, you know, a fun day for everybody. Like I said, one of the challenges that I had recommended to somebody was, like for a bank, was to put a pile of play money on a table and they got to count it. So I know the final challenge is going to be a puzzle. You have to put a puzzle together. So again, the challenges are not meant to be something that pretty much people can't do. They're meant to be something everybody can do. So go to yumachamber.org to events if you want to join in the fun that day. Also, we are going back to our first Good Morning Yuma. We've talked about pre-registration. Please pre-register. Our program actually is going to be YPG, and so what you haven't heard today, although I believe, Cronin Westfall, you're bringing some videos that day, I hope. Sorry, I jumped right back in, but yes, you're bringing videos that day.
Mark, of course we are, right? Mark tells me what I'm doing.
Well, we specifically told Mark that we want you to bring some videos blowing things up. So,
Perfect. Nothing wrong with that.
But anyway, so we are going back to Good Morning Yuma. Please go to yumachamber.org and pre-register. If you have any questions about how to pre-register, look in your chamber happenings that comes out every Tuesday in your email, and we've got FAQs there. Also, feel free to reach out to any of us. I mean, at the office, call our office, 928-782-2567. Email any of us, info@yumachamber.org. We'll reach any of us as well, and we will show you how to do it. We promise we've tried to make it super easy. So with that, let's get back to the regular program. And Russ, good morning. Russ, you're
good morning.
Still here. We didn't scare him off yet. Mm-hmm. That's good, because he's the one who runs the soundboard. We need him. And also Colonel McFall, good morning.
Good morning again. And
Yeah, so we're pretty excited about that program.
You know, I tell you what, I myself have been to Airman's Place, and I can't agree with you more. What a great place.
Uh-huh.
What a sad place.
Exactly.
And I don't know how to say that, but I went there myself, and they gave us a tour,
mm-hmm.
and the professionalism there, the system they have in place, it keeps going back to the message, if you need help, reach out for it.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of resources out there, and Amber Place is one of those, and what a great idea to support them with raffles. Not that I'm pushing one thing or another, but because I can't,
right.
but it's just a great organization. And thank you, Amber Place, for opening your doors and allowing me the opportunity to go down and see it and letting our team. We appreciate what you do.
Well, they told me an amazing story yesterday, and we got off the topic of YPG, but when you're talking about people who need help, ask for it. I heard an amazing story there yesterday. You know, suicide and post-suicide assistance for family members is not part of necessarily what they do. They're mostly about, like, domestic violence and sexual assault and abuse, that kind of thing. But there was a gentleman who needed assistance a couple weeks after his husband had committed suicide. And we will actually talk more about this next week, because Tori, the new executive director at Amberley's Place, is going to be our guest next week.
Didn't know we had a new.
So we do have a new. We do have Diane Umfress has retired.
She retired?
She's retired.
Way too young.
And so Tori Bergenon, who has worked at Amberley's Place for a while, has actually taken her place. And that's who my tour was with, actually. Yeah. And so they had a gentleman who needed help. His son had committed suicide a few weeks before, and he was, like any parent would, having trouble dealing with that. And Tori personally helped him, even though it's not in their mission. So people are not going to turn you away. If you need help, please reach out for it, because I'm sure that his dad is wishing that his son had. So... Absolutely. So let's get on a happier topic. So what else is going on out at YPG?
Yeah, excuse me. I'm still a little teary-eyed in my composure, so give me a sec while I regain my composure, because I'll tell you what, forgive me a second, but it's a very sensitive topic, and
mm-hmm.
we talk about that at YPG, and I told you one of my priorities is mental fitness, and that just doesn't apply to YPG. I think it applies as we come out of this this situation.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough one to quantify, Colonel. And I guess that makes the job of making sure it's okay that much harder. But.
You know, you're right. How do you quantify mental fitness?
Just ask them if they're okay, and they say, yeah, you forget about it.
You know.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the problem. Is a lot of times people...
That's who we are, society.
We're taught to say... I mean, when you say, how are you, the standard response is, I'm fine, whether you're fine or not.
Yeah.
So identification of a mental fitness is not easy.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about mental fitness, physical fitness, spiritual fitness. Physical fitness, you can look at someone and say, okay, you look like you lift weights, or you know,
mm-hmm.
you run 30 miles a day.
Well, you can look at them and say, you probably don't.
Okay?
Yeah, I don't run 30 miles a day. I promise you.
So, but what's interesting about that whole thing is that, what do we have? We have our MWR. And I got to give a shout-out to that team.
Okay, wait a minute. Army and their acronyms again.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you're bad.
Morale, welfare, recreation.
Okay, awesome.
Okay? Much like in the city, you have your recreation department. And mm-hmm. They're the ones who run our food. They run our pool. They run the travel camp, the RV camp.
Mm-hmm.
They do all that stuff. Okay? And... You know, you just kind of walk by, and you maybe you take it for granted. Maybe you don't. I can tell you I don't. And, you know, here recently, I really, really, you know, Sergeant Major and I have been really pushing on them, because And when we talk about mental fitness, how do we help mental fitness?
Yeah.
Well, you got to get out there, morale, welfare, and recreation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You got to give opportunities to get people out. You got to give opportunities to let those children get out. You got to give opportunities where people can reintegrate, in a way that's right for them. And our NWR team is doing an awesome job up there. And, the little things are good. Okay? It's the family night on Fridays, or it's the opening of the pool, and where we had a pool party up there.
And I wasn't invited?
I'm so sorry. I thought I have to go back and check my invite list. And probably not, because I was more focused on the community up there
than
I was anything else. Because all these little things is how, I try to measure mental fitness.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get people out and safely do it? In Upper YPG, people may or may not realize that there's two cantonment areas. Okay, what's cantonment area? Kind of like an area we're building. We'll call it buildings. Okay?
Okay.
So we have the Walker, Copa, and Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Walker is kind of where, the workspace is.
Mm-hmm.
And over at Howard is where our homes are.
Mm-hmm.
Where we live. So when you go over to Howard cantonment area, if you were to sit there on Cox Field or up in upper housing area and just sit there and watch, it's a great community out there. It's almost like I jokingly say this, it's like Mayberry. It's quiet, kids are running around.
Mm-hmm.
You're not so worried because it's just so small, and as they're running around, you're watching the kids playing, they're coming in your house, everybody's going to houses, leaving out with juice boxes or whatever's in their hand, and they're out running again.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the little things that our NWR teams ensuring our kids have. Or like our kids come up to us and say, hey, can I have a dollar so I can go to the express?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, your biggest worry is, do I have any cash on me? I'm not giving my kids my credit card. And they're not worried about them going to the express because maybe it's a false sense of security, but it's a sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because of what our NWR team's doing, our police force, all those things that are taking place to ensure. And that's what I'm really talking about, mental fitness. How do I quantify it? I can't. But what I'm telling you is how we're trying to get after it out there and take care of people. And it's measuring it is through our NWR program, watching the kids out, looking at the parents start coming. Look at the socialization taking place. That's kind of the best way I can measure. It's not quantified or qualify. I think that's the right word.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what we're doing up there. I'm not sure really what's going on down here because, I only focus on what
we're in total chaos and upside down.
But we'll be
all right. Okay. No. Well, we're not. Oh, goodness. So how are your kids adjusting to...
They're adjusting great. We got an elementary school up there. We're a little world up there. I joked with my wife one day. Hey, sweetie. She goes, yes, Patrick? I said, it's been 4 weeks since I've been to town.
Mm.
She goes, you've been in town 4 weeks? I said, no, I haven't left YPG in 4 weeks. And, my truck, right, and I drive around. And, how many miles do you get? I don't know. About 2 or 3 weeks.
Yep.
my work is maybe 5 miles or something like that. I'm joking about all this stuff, but it's just, that's their little world up there.
It's a good quality of life, though.
It is.
When things are that handy versus the big city, and and we talk about that just here in Yuma, even. So living in L.A., you may make a little bit more money, but you're going to spend more than you made. For the difference and quality of life in Yuma.
Well, same
as in YPG.
Coming from Phoenix, I had the same thing. I easily drove an hour every day to work. I actually drive about the same distance now, but now it's 20 minutes.
You could probably make it to work on a Segway. I just wouldn't be caught driving it. That's all.
Great.
Just not a good image.
So now I have pictures of you out at YPG on your Segway.
Beep, beep. You know, traffic in YPG is two cars at a stop sign. And figure out who goes first. You know, you know, the reason why I'm talking about all these things is that, you know, if you think about it up there at YPG and you see our NWR team,
mm-hmm.
please take a moment to say thank you to them. You see the police force, please take a moment to say thank you. You know, at times we can easily take things for granted.
Mm-hmm.
But if we stop for a sec and think about how we're going to get out of this,
mm-hmm.
it's through our community on how we're going to do it. And again, I keep going back to, if you need help, please ask. We will get it for you. If you want to do it quietly, anonymously, we can get that too.
Mm-hmm.
There are many ways you can do things that people will not know, but the ultimate thing is getting you the help you need. And I also say that, keep saying that to the Yuma County community too. If you need it, ask for it. I can tell you right now, I've had to ask for help sometimes in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I came back, so, but we'll talk more about that.
Okay, with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Jenner on 560 KBLU.
We could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources. Or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
Don't spend more than you have to on your mobile service. Spectrum Mobile could save you up to 40% versus what you're paying now. And nationwide 5G is included in every data plan. Plus, Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and has the most reliable mobile service, coast to coast, with no hidden taxes, fees, or contracts. Visit SpectrumMobile.com today. 40% savings based on a comparison of single-line comparable unlimited plans amongst major national carriers as of 1/27/2021. Fastest overall speed, most reliable, based on Nielsen speed test, latest FCC report, and route metrics.
Listen right here on 560 AM KBLU from 8 to 9 AM every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law, where Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Spend Monday mornings 8 to 9 AM with Sean and Adam from Deason Garner and Hansen and learn how you can plan your estate using a will or a trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday morning from 8 to 9, right here on 560 AM KBLU.
Be sure to listen for the border and traffic reports weekdays on this station, brought to you by RV World. They have a large selection of both new and used RVs. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. That's RV World.
Eldorado Broadcasters is now hiring a paid intern, 20 hours per week temp position, starting fall 2021. We're seeking someone interested in exploring a career in the operational side of broadcasting, focusing on news digital platforms. Should have strong computer, social media knowledge, and interest in gathering and producing news stories for on-air digital presentation. College student eligible for school credit is preferred. Please send your resume to hiremenow@edbroadcasters.com. Eldorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
Back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. And so we were talking about, I know that that's usually your focus right now, and as I just mentioned over the break, I did have somebody close to me commit suicide. And so as much as I like to joke and kid around with everybody, I mean, seriously, if you're in the community and you need help.
It wasn't Epstein, was it?
It wasn't Epstein. No, it wasn't. No. See, and Russ is the same. See, we like to joke about life's too short to not, you know, but in all seriousness, I mean, even if you need to reach out to the chamber because you don't know who to turn to, I mean, let me know. That's not in our mission, but certainly, you know, I'm willing to help. I don't want anybody to ever go through what my family went through.
I can imagine how sad that is. And I think that's one reason why I'm talking about it is people look at the uniform and think, oh, is that just a stoic, no emotion, no non-personality type person? But we have feelings, we have emotions, and
mm-hmm.
we have experiences like everybody else, and we take the uniform off and we turn into a regular person, I promise. But I told you is that, you know, I've had to reach out for some help.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to, you know, hey, be a friend for a second, and hey, we need it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay? There's no embarrassment, and there's no shame. And so that's why I'm talking a lot about this, is that that is my focus right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know I talk about PC 21. I know there's a lot of other things Mark tells me to talk about. But this is what's important to me in Sergeant Major right now. It's the mental fitness of our community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so, you know, as simple as, on, you know, June 14th, right, is the Army's birthday. We're going to have a party. Well, we're going to have a run in the morning. And then I think we're going to be cutting an Army birthday cake. You know, a little ceremony up there. A little bit of that. And so if you want to come up, you know, other than the YPG community, we're going to do some running up there. And if that's what interests you or you want to walk, we're very supportive. Because mm-hmm. it's about physical fitness, too.
Mm-hmm.
Physical fitness helps mental fitness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to tell you go out and run 30 miles, but that brisk walk, taking that walk can help.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Sergeant Major keeps me straight, and he talks about the importance of the physical fitness piece. And, you know, when I go out and take, you know, I got a little dog, right, this toy Australian Shepherd who's about 15 pounds.
I love Aussies.
Oh, I know.
They're so cute.
But he has so much energy.
Mm-hmm.
I took him on a 6-mile walk.
No problem.
In the desert, I got back. He looked at me and goes, hey, can we go another six? I'm like, yeah, maybe tomorrow. But all Kenny was saying, though, these are the ways that we can help each other get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Even if it's going to the grocery store and you're walking around and, you know, you take another minute just to do a lap around the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that sounds funny, but you just put maybe 500 steps in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you got it too sometimes because they keep the chocolate ice cream in the back.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, exactly. There's a reason it's back there.
Yeah, you got to take that walk.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, June 14th is the Army's birthday, and we're going to do a little something up. Nothing big,
mm-hmm.
but just make sure we recognize that, you know, the Army,
how many years now?
Oh my God, 1775. Yeah, 1775. I'm not going to do public math.
I don't blame you.
But it's been around a while.
It has. It has. And, you know, we got to celebrate the Army. We got to celebrate all the services. But on June 14th, we're going to celebrate the Army. And we'll give respect to the other services when their birthday comes around,
mm-hmm.
too. And then, of course, we're also looking at reopening our Heritage Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's been closed for a while. I thought that was going to be just closed. So all the items are still there. We maintain.
Yeah, we've had to. We're changing it up a little bit, okay? Because we have regulations we have to follow. But that's why we're going to do an official opening, and we're going to invite some leaders from the community
mm-hmm.
out to help us open this and give them an opportunity to tour it. Because you know, I jokingly say, hey, we're number three on Yelp. And I think we're looking at maybe July, but we're locking down that date still.
Okay.
So, again, we're going to do a little something special and invite community leaders and anybody, you know, all out to help us reopen it. And then, of course, give a tour, because you're right, it has changed a little bit.
Yeah.
But I've seen it, and it's still very, it just brings you in. I think Bill Hyder, he does an awesome job up there, wealth of knowledge. He told me about how Yuma came about. And what's funny is, so there's actually, you can still see the camp from the 3rd Army. It was there in 1942, 41. I got to keep my...
Yeah, Mark's back here giving us dates.
That's why we have him.
Exactly.
and you can still see the camp outlines.
Yeah.
But you talk to Bill, who's our curator at our Heritage Center. He'll tell you stories about a snake and how someone got in trouble for killing a snake or something like that.
Not a good deal.
Hmm.
But, you know, I hate to say, if you want to kill a snake, I'm okay with it. Matter of fact, the other day at my house, I jokingly said, hey, there's no snake going to come over this house. And I think I come across all these rocks and it's open terrain. That's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I had to eat my words because...
Yeah.
So far, I've had a rattlesnake there and
mm-hmm.
a garter snake was sitting outside my porch.
Hmm. Well, garter snake's okay.
Yeah, to keep the...
I used to keep 3 garter snakes when I was in 4th grade, so...
That's awesome.
That's crazy. My mom is not a snake person, so fortunately it was in my classroom, not at my house, but anyway.
Do you still...
Snakes are fine. Rattlesnakes, you know, need a healthy respect for them, but
okay.
Snakes are fine.
That's fair enough.
Just leave them alone.
They're yeah, fine. Exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, so
keep your dog away from it, though.
Yeah, that's the. You can get, but you can get a a vaccine.
Really?
Yeah, there's a rattlesnake vaccine for your dog.
Before your bit?
Yep, before your bit.
Didn't know.
Okay. Anyway.
I've learned something new.
We totally got off topic.
I know the end, though. It's very expensive. You don't want to be bit just because of the bills.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, I'm not a veterinarian, so I'm not, but I know that our vet offers a rattlesnake vaccine, so.
Well, there's another topic that we have is we're trying to hire a civilian vet up there. So
good luck. They're hard to get.
They are hard to get.
Tell you what, you know, one thing about the military is that, you know, we have children and we have pets.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, those are little things that we're paying attention to. It's important to take care of our pets because they're part of our family.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not be able to talk like us, but ain't nothing like them in the morning. They cuddle with you and that little bit of love they give. And, you know, okay, I'm getting off topic here.
I was
talking
saying,
about my
so you say, because I'm like, I'm sitting here half asleep because my 5-month-old puppy was on my pillow this morning at 5 a.m. So
I think it's consistent with your attention of mental health. And a lot of people find that in the pets, and they do. And that's a comfort tool.
It is, and that's another reason why I spend so much time trying to hire a vet.
Well, say thanks, Russ, for bringing us back to...
Because all this stuff goes back to the mental fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I guess what I'm really saying is where's YP? Where's the commander's focus right now? Of course it's on testing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't get me wrong.
Right.
On testing. But I got to make sure that our YPG family, not only the people who live on post, but those who work on post, are doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do health checks. Because, everybody's going to come work. They're dedicated. Let's make sure we're taking care of people. Because people are our number one priority up there.
Mm-hmm.
Without them, we're nothing. So they're so important to what we do. I know probably from a Chamber of Commerce standpoint, I haven't talked too much about what we're doing in the community and stuff, but I really appreciate this opportunity allowing me to tell us where we're focusing probably over the next couple months and where we're kind of going.
Well, and real quick, we only have a couple of minutes left. So you're starting tours again with Visit Yuma at some point?
We are looking to have that discussion. I think if they are going to do it, it'll be this winter, right? Here's what I'll tell you. I'm all about supporting it and all about doing it. And I will say yes right now, unless, of course, something happens where we have to turn it off.
Yep.
Is that okay?
That's good. And I can speak for just from experience because, you know, I've gotten to know you a little bit over my last 8 months here, and definitely huge community supporter. I mean, every time I ask you, you know, even with doing the sculpture out at the old Quartermaster Depot, every time I ask you, hey, can you do this in the community? Can you do that in the community? I mean, thank you so much because when he says we've adopted you, I mean, I've only been here 8 months, but I'll say absolutely. A lot has to do with the fact that you're so supportive and so involved in the community, as involved as you could be with the pandemic, and I'm sure we'll all be seeing a lot of you.
Well, I don't think that's a good thing or a bad thing, but...
Definitely good.
Yeah, what's important, Kim, is that we are supporting the community, because without the community, we don't have YPG. And so both are important to each other.
Perfect. And with that, unfortunately, our hour is up. We have to go. Please don't forget, Colonel McFaul will be doing our program on July 8th for our Good Morning Yuma. And thank you so much for coming out, and thank you so much for your service and all you do for our community. Thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity. God bless.
Thank you.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy.
and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.